Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 18 for Monday, May 18th, 2009. Martin goes on a hunger strike. This episode of This Week in Fun is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast, easy, and fun way to publish a high-quality blog or website. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to squarespace.com/fun. Episode 18. I'm Sarah Lane, and of course, I'm with my best BFF, Marty Sargent. Hey, Marty.
TWiF can vote.
TWiF.
And it has to sign up for the selective service.
TWiF can go to Iraq.
It can be drafted.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a conscientious objector, so it's not going to.
TWiF can go to 18 and over clubs. Those are always the best ones.
TWiF can go to strip clubs in Canada.
TWiF can go to strip clubs in the U.S.? No.
Maybe not.
No, because you got to. But see,
not the one, the juice ones.
TWiF cannot rent
porn.
A car yet.
TWiF can buy porn.
TWiF can buy. You have to be 18 years old to. Yeah,
I guess. I think TWiF can smoke.
TWiF.
But it won't.
No.
Because that's terrible.
Absolutely. TWiF can go to NC-17
its body like
movies.
A temple.
I think.
TWiF is all grown up.
TWiF is, this is our 18th TWiF.
It is. I wonder if there's people that are just joining us for the first time. They probably have no idea what TWiF is.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's on the TWiT network, of course, and people who are familiar with the TWiT network know it is, well, it's sort of a techie network.
Yeah.
You know, all the time you hear on this thing about your hard drives and your Windows and
you
your
like
keyboards
such a grandpa
and
when
all
you do
that.
This.
Well, you know, you're sick of that by the time you get to this show. You've had too much of the defragging and the partitioning and the updating of the Linux kernels. We're not about that. We're about fun.
Who are we exactly?
I mean,
for people who are tuning in and go, okay, I get the gist of the show, but who are these yahoos? Who are we?
We are seasoned television professionals and internet superstars. That's who we are.
That's right,
We
Martin.
Have been at this for longer than pretty much anyone. And
I feel that that's true.
And we really haven't risen to very lofty ranks.
Hey, don't sell yourself short, Martin Sargent. Hey, I wanted to ask you something before we get into, you know, this week's stories.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. Are you familiar with the whole I Am a Geek video that kind of went around the internet last week that featured geeky people?
Yeah.
Did you take offense to the fact that no one asked us if we would like to participate being seasoned, veteran, technical
folk? No, I was not offended by that.
I wasn't either.
I think that I...
Some people were, though.
I rise above that sort of...
That petty BS?
That's for nincompoops. That's not for me. Speaking of nincompoops, we got a real special guest on the show later.
Who's that?
My old pal... Jay Speeden. Jay Speeden, my longtime writing and producing collaborator. This is the guy who, he's been with me ever since Unscrewed, my right-hand man on WebDrifter,
right.
Infected, internet superstar, manifold projects, one of the greatest writers in the business, one of the most wonderful creative minds, and above all that, a good friend and American.
He's also really funny.
Yeah.
Really funny.
Be.
Jay, I know you're watching because he's not going to be on the show for a little bit. So
he's, and he's really weird,
he's,
too.
He's weird and he's
shockingly
a little paranoid.
Weird. He's shockingly weird.
But he's funny. And
you know
he's
got
watching
new pants?
This, and you know he's sitting there at his desk right now being like,
hey. Do you know he got new pants?
Thank God.
He got new pants.
Really?
He's not wearing the skinny pants every day, the black skinny pants.
You know, the
he
whole.
He got another pair of pants.
I know that he's going to be a little embarrassed, and this is a little cruel, so forgive me, Jay, in advance, but you know how the skinny jeans are supposed to be for skinny people?
Yes.
Which is why I don't wear them, because, frankly, they're just not flattering. Jay bought himself a pair of skinny pants, and they had the zippers, and they were very punk. very sort of,
where are you going with this?
Early 80s. And, well, I'm telling the good people at home that Jay wore the skinny jeans pretty much every day for the last 2 years.
But Jay's obese.
He's not obese. He's just, I don't know that you'd say he's a skinny jeans type of a dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if you already used that body mass index scale, he'd be in the red. Let's just say that.
Well, the problem was it wasn't so much the skinny jeans. I can look past that. Fashion is weird. It was the fact that they were being worn so frequently that there was pretty much no way they could be washed with any sort of regularity. And that's what gets me.
He looked like he'd been sleeping on a dock with a lot of seagulls flying overhead all the time. They were filthy. Just filthy. But it doesn't matter. We love Jay for what's on the inside, and that is heart.
What is it?
Drive, genius.
And
pride.
And sometimes a ride when golf isn't broken down.
And often a hell of a lot of bourbon whiskey.
You know what's great? Yeah. I was going to go down a path, like a story path, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole because, quite frankly, it's embarrassing for everyone involved.
You know what? We could tell all sorts of stories about Jay, but he could turn that around on us.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
He's got a lot of stuff on us, too.
By the way, everybody at home, old Lane Dog is suffering from a bit of a... bit of a wine hangover, so I'm doing a little hair of it.
Feeling a little thin today, are you?
Yeah. I woke up with one of those like splitting headaches where you wake up and you're like, can I just make it Saturday, please? God or whoever's out
just
there.
Just want to curl up under the comforter and watch Ellen.
Yeah. No, actually days. Not. There's too much
See
yelling
if
and dancing.
There's a good movie on Lifetime.
Something very quiet, quiet movie. Something on Discovery, perhaps. So I'm having a little white wine. Martin has declined, but he's having a little espresso.
He got some espresso.
Well, it's
very European today.
Yeah, it's. I love the little cups. It makes you look so big.
I put up my pinky like this when I drink this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the civilized. It's a civilized
and
drink.
Double shot.
It's
down,
about
got another
85
one.
Degrees in the studio, so the idea of you drinking hot coffee right now is. Making me want to vomit.
Kinda cool.
Not going to, but I want to.
I put some grappa in it.
Grappa.
I got
Italian
a little bone
way.
To pick with your friend Kevin Rose.
What do you do now?
Well, everyone who watched the show last week knows.
He was a guest.
He was a guest
Good
on the
get,
show. And
we
played the debut episode of the new game, my new game, True or Poo.
Yes, we did.
And
you're right.
The stakes were high. The stakes were that if Kevin won, I would take him out for drinks. Standard.
Sure.
If I won, Kevin agreed to give me a six-figure job at Dig. We all know I'm out of work.
I was there.
I'm struggling.
That happened.
I need
he said,
this. He
okay,
said,
that's a fair deal.
He looked
deal.
Me in the eye over the Skype. He said, Marty, my old friend, we need you. We need you at this place. We would only be, we want you here.
Yeah.
I hope that you win this thing.
He did.
I did win this thing.
You fair and square.
I have not heard anything yet.
Now.
I have not heard anything. I need this job. I was very excited. I called my parents. I emailed my whole family. I said, I finally got a job. I got a six-figure job at a very fine
Your
company.
Your mom shed a tear or
Dig.
Two,
my
as I recall.
My mom is inconsolable right now.
Well, Kevin.
She's inconsolable. And you know what? This will not stand.
Oh, it won't stand.
I will not allow this. And here's what I'm going to do.
Tell
Until
it.
I am given what is rightfully mine, namely a six-figure job at Dig, I, Martin Sargent, will go on a hunger strike.
Martin, but you've got nothing left.
I will go on a hunger strike. I know I'm already wasting away, but it is that important to me.
Okay.
It is that important to me. Morals.
Wow.
Standing for what you say.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Honesty. That is America. That's my America. And apparently Kevin Rose has no place in my America. So I am going to go on a hunger strike I am given my six-figure job at Dig. I, however, am going to start the hunger strike after this weekend because I have reservations at the House of Prime Rib on Saturday night for a...
for a bachelor
party. So.
You guys going to go by the Gold Club afterwards? I heard they show their boobies.
I don't know.
They got boobies there.
I don't think it's going to be that kind of a...
Oh, please.
Diamond Dave said specifically that he did not want to go to any strip clubs.
But it doesn't matter. It's not about him. It's about all of his rowdy friends.
He doesn't want to do it.
I hear that from men. Oh, I'm not really interested.
Jay Speeden's
not
getting married.
I love my fiance, and they always end up going.
All right,
well, Jay Speeden loves strip clubs, as I recall.
He doesn't need any occasion.
No. He just wants to go hang out on a Monday afternoon.
They got a breakfast buffet. Why wouldn't he go?
It's great. Good music.
I'll wear my new skinny pants.
Jay, I'm really
Maybe
glad you got some new
pants.
That explains
all the stains on those pants.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. Gross. Martin, I have some, dare I say, incredible news.
Oh?
You may want to hold on to the desk. People at home, it is an extremely important day here on TWIF because we have our first sponsor.
Get out of here!
I'm out!
What a wonderful 18th birthday present for TWIF. We have a sponsor. Who is it?
We have a sponsor. Well, Martin, it's none other than Squarespace.
Squarespace? They're a fantastic company. They're the company that you use, the software that you use to build your fantastic website.
You're absolutely right. In fact, here is my fantastic website. Well, there it is now. Now, this is my website.
That's beautiful.
I know, it's gorgeous. Now, this is a whole Squarespace kind of a deal. What they were nice enough to I became friends with these folks over at Squarespace last year, and they were nice enough to help me out and help design my new site.
I remember how much fun you had designing that.
Oh,
website.
I had a great time. I'm
not going out. I'm having too much fun doing my Squarespace. Not that it took that long.
It was extremely nerdy. It's funny. I actually still have this video of Leo eating fire featured on my homepage. It's a pretty good video. You guys should go see it. Anyway, Squarespace is great. The reason, Marty, now I know you use WordPress, so this is actually kind of educational for you as well as everybody else at home, is that, you know, it's fast to build a website. And I'm not saying like it's fast if you're really good at, you know, cascading style sheets, which I know you're not, and I'm only marginally good at. It's fast for people who really either don't know how to build a website or aren't really concerned with wasting an entire weekend trying to put one together.
You don't need to do that in this day and age. With outfits like Squarespace.
Exactly. No, I mean, you pick a template. They've got a bunch of themes, or you can make your own custom theme. You've got sort of live dragging and dropping. You can change the height and the width of things, of columns. I've used a lot of blog engines. Well, I say blog engines. Squarespace is actually a lot more than that. It's hosting. It's the whole thing. Squarespace does everything for you. Host pictures. You do videos. There's a million different kinds of layouts. Photography folks use it. They have really beautiful, beautiful themes. Of course, I'm sort of using more of a standard blog theme.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is good looking stuff. And I fussed around with this a lot. And, I've kind of put it together the way that I like it. But you can make any sort of Squarespace website at all. I'm not alone. Leo's moving over to Squarespace. The entire TWIT online network is going over there. Kevin Rose, your BFF, is on Squarespace. My old partner in crime, Kevin Pereira, down at Attack of the Show, is using Squarespace, along with a bunch of other people. So
basically, all the digerati, the people who know.
The important folks. So Squarespace, my buddies, so I just wanted to say thanks to you guys. Not only are they our very first sponsor, which I think is really important.
And exciting.
And it kind of brings me to tears a little bit. I'm getting weepy. I'm not going to lie. I mean, getting paid is pretty exciting. And it might be the alcohol talking. I'm not really sure. But they're really awesome. And not only are they sponsoring us because they're such good friends of ours, but if you want to join Squarespace, you can. And if you use our code, our very special code, which is squarespace.com/fun. Don't you love that? Such a good
URL.
It's
a great code.
You will get 10% off your Squarespace.
I would love
purchase.
To see. You guys all got to sign up. Squarespace.com/fun. Could we have a little contest? See who designs like the coolest Squarespace.
You know what we should do?
Like give away like a TWIT hoodie or something like
I'm
that?
I'm kind of having a good idea now.
Like,
what?
Yeah, maybe they could build a TWIF fan site.
That's kind of what
or
I was thinking.
Like
well, you know, because the folks at odtv.me, you know, those folks and they host sort of low-res videos, and I was linking to them on my blog for a while, and then I kind of stopped because I thought maybe it was like boring for people. I wasn't really sure. There we go. Yeah, I was doing this for a while. That was the episode with Lisa Bettany. And it was working out really well, but maybe we should say, hey, whoever designed the best TWIF site that links to the video and kind of, you know, make something cool out of it will, you know, well.
Get a lot of glory.
We can't offer too much.
Well, the TWIT hoodies are awesome.
Well, the TWIT hoodies are really awesome.
Do we have any?
Do we have a Twit hoodie we could give away as a prize? Hoodie?
We could give away, yeah. Colleen's saying yes. So let's say that.
So sign up, squarespace.com/fun, design it.
Design it.
Send it in. We'll show them, in a couple weeks.
Right.
And we'll democratically pick a winner. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Squarespace.
Thank you very much, Squarespace. By the way, if you want to try out Squarespace and you're not sure if you want to do the whole switcheroo, that's fine. Don't worry about it. You can try it for free. So if you're using a different kind of a blog service and you're just kind of wondering if maybe Squarespace might be the thing, I think it probably is going to make you really happy. Try it out. If you don't like it, you don't have to use it.
Hoodie.
For anybody who designs,
we'll sign it.
The coolest. How are we going to sign a sweatshirt? Silver Sharpie. All right. This hoodie's for you. I sleep in mine.
They're soft.
They're nice. They're really nice. I love it.
All right. Great.
So, Squarespace, we love you. Thank you. You are the man.
And on with the show.
And a woman.
Because we have a lot to get through today.
Yeah.
A lot of important tech, well, sort of. Tangentially related to technology stories.
It's not really anything very important.
First of all, I don't know if I can use Twitter anymore.
Martin Sargent, I'm surprised at you.
I may have to pull out. Twitterus interruptus.
Now, you're not the only one. People are downright sick of Twitter.
Well,
sick of it.
You know, what,
sick
what,
as a
what
dog.
Caused me to, think that I might have to get off Twitter as one of my heroes, an inspiration to me, Mr. Kanye West.
Name one song by Kanye West.
Wah, 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 Kanye.
That's not.
Blame it on the rain.
No, that's Milli Vanilli. Oh, that was like 1991.
Well, listen, Kanye West is my second cousin. We're very tight.
You know, that explains so much. There's a striking resemblance.
He has come out and said that he's no fan of Twitter.
No.
He doesn't like it. Furthermore,
nope.
He doesn't like imposters, and he hates the way that somebody was Twittering using his name. Kanye West. Twitter listened to him and suspended that person, even though they allow parodies.
But they
made a little exception for Mr. Kanye West.
They allow parodies, but as I understand it, you have to make like a fake name.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
I guess so. It can't be the real. So,
right.
Okay. Well, Kanye said, quote, he
like
is
Marty.
Too busy actually being creative most of the time to use Twitter.
Oh.
And that,
of course.
Quote, everything that Twitter offers, I'd need less of.
Huh.
Followers.
Interesting. Bold statement, considering that many of his rapper contemporaries, if you want to call them that, are on Twitter using it and enjoying quite a bit of success.
Diddy
is one. Q-Tip is another.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, he's a basketball player.
He's also a rapper.
Well, I guess you're right. Not the best
he's
one.
He's a rapper.
But he is a rapper.
He can rhyme.
Well, he was one, or I don't know what he's doing. I don't really follow any of them.
Do you think that because Kanye's not going to do it, this is going to hurt Twitter?
No, I don't.
He's extremely influential.
Well, he's
I'm
extremely
of two minds
whiny.
On this.
I'm sorry, Kanye. Please don't murder me or anything.
It's very strange for Kanye West to sort of speak his mind on an issue, I think.
Yeah, for once. I just don't get it. I almost think, okay, now stay with me for a second. Does anyone else think that Kanye is just like pulling the wool over our eyes and everyone thinks that he's this like big whiny baby who, gets mad when he doesn't win like best video, but it's all just a big act and he doesn't really care? Do you ever think that? Because to me, sometimes I'm like, it's just too much. It's too over the top.
No, I don't think so.
You just think he's like that?
I think he's an egomaniac.
Well,
yeah,
you'd know.
I would. Like I said, we're second cousins. We get along
twice,
really well.
Twice removed.
At the West Sargent family reunions, we compete together in the three-legged race.
I don't really know what that means.
Anyway,
it's weird.
Kanye hates Twitter.
Yeah.
Old people apparently love it.
Why would you
really
say that?
Really, really old people in England.
Why would you?
A 104-year-old woman has joined Twitter.
Oh my God. Congratulations, old woman.
104 years old.
Congratulations.
Ivy Bean. Let's follow her.
I like the advertisement on this website. Pork is safe.
What's I don't know. What's Ivy Bean's Twitter name here?
I don't know, but
I don't see it
if
on
her name
here.
Is Ivy Bean, she's okay in my book.
Is it Ivy Bean? I think it's Ivy 104 or something.
Well,
the story. It probably says it in there.
Well, the story's up. It doesn't say.
You see It's got to say it in there.
Oh, Ivy Bean 104.
Let's see how many followers she has.
Let's go. I think she's probably worthy of a follow. I mean, she's freaking 104. What's she going to do when she turns 105? Change her name?
Oh, my God. She's old. Look at her. She got 3,130 followers.
You know what? Once again, Ivy has to look at her.
Look at, you know, the funny
she's
thing
adorable.
Is?
She's adorable.
She's 104 years old. You think you're going to get all these little pearls of wisdom from, like, this person who's been around for 104 years old? It's still the same garbage that everyone else tweets.
Twitter drivel? I'm having a rest now.
Deal
I had a busy
or no
morning.
Deal in four
Thank
hours.
You, everybody.
That's what she tweets. Deal or no deal in 4 hours.
But she knows how to use TwitPic.
She's like iJustine.
Now, iJustine is a good friend.
I know. She's wonderful.
Oh, I think that's really cute.
Just had breakfast, now chatting to my friend Mabel.
It's good to know.
It's the same inane nonsense that everyone tweets. Come on, give us some perspective on the world. You've been in it for over 100 years, Ivy.
I want to know if anyone under 104 has a friend named
Mabel. She's always tweeting about Deal
Mabel.
Or No Deal. Every
well,
day.
She
Looking
likes
forward
the show.
To Deal or No Deal later on today.
Boy, I'm getting toasty. You might have to drive home.
It would be interesting if she started tweeting about like her...
What? Like for what?
Various sicknesses and everything.
No. Stop. Don't make this weird for Ivy Bean. And her
not
friend
looking
Mabel.
Looking forward to having my colostomy bag changed.
Well, I wouldn't either, quite frankly. They should feature her in the next I Am a Geek
Maybe we
video.
Could get her on the show.
Ivy Bean? Well, I mean, she's clearly my hero.
She's also on Facebook.
What I want to know is...
I wonder if she's on Skype. I wonder if we can get her on the show.
The woman's 104,
Wearing
so she's a good
pants.
7 years older than my 97-year-old grandmother who has never even touched a computer and doesn't understand the internet and frankly gets more upset about it every time I visit. If Ivy Bean is on Twitter at 104, what are we going to be on when we're 104?
She's kind of cute.
Where's the technology going to go?
She's kind of
The possibilities are limitless.
She's kind of a great gilf.
Flying cars? Perhaps? Are you even listening?
No.
Gosh, I'm trying to bond with you, dude.
I was staring wantonly into the eyes of Ivy Bean.
Well, her name's Ivy Bean. It's kind of porny. Not going to lie. Ivy Bean.
Ivy Bean.
Ivy Bean in Wet Sluts 4.
Oh, she's all over the internet. Maybe she's, I wonder if she's on like Adult Friend Finder.
That's enough. Okay. I was kidding. Ivy, we salute you. Thanks for being you. I feel like you're on a roll here, Marty.
More Twitter?
Great.
So sick of it. But it just keeps you're coming up. All the
it.
Stories are all about Twitter all the time.
You say you're sick of it, and
this one really,
it's all you talk about.
This one really irks me.
Okay.
This one really irks me.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Rant
a
time.
Cat. A cat.
Attention, rant coming.
A cat has 500,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah, it sucks.
I've got like 12,000 and something.
Sock?
And a cat. Has 500,000.
Sox is awesome.
Sox the cat.
Look at him. He's adorable. Look at him. He's so asymmetrical in that cute, Soxy
way.
What
does he tweet about?
Well, his name is actually Sockington, and he's been around for a while, Martin. I'm a little embarrassed for you that you're not familiar with him yet.
Tweets include, Red Dot, where have you been? Hey, dude, it's boring without you. Whoa, hey, come back. Run, 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 run. I'm not following this.
You've heard of the Twitter army or
and
the Twitter
stalk,
army.
Stalk, stalk, and what have we here? Deadly pillow enemy, bonsai, crash, oh no, busted pillow, attack first, run, run, run. 500,000 followers?
Well, he's a cat, so he doesn't really speak the way we speak. You know, Martin?
I think it's
You don't
really
have
weird.
A cat,
there's
so
a
I don't
lot
think
of
you
sites.
Really understand cat there's
a,
language.
I've had cats. There's a lot of sites that like are supposedly written in like from the subject position of the cat.
Yeah, like LawSpeak.
But, like, like these people are really into their cats.
Yeah.
And like, other
like
people's
me?
Cats, like, well, you don't have, like, a blog, like, written
How do
in,
you know
in the
that?
Voice of your of Sam and
Lucy. Yes, I do. I haven't shared it with the world because, quite frankly, I'm not sure it's ready. But you can bet I do. It's on Tumblr. I don't think there's anything wrong with living out a cat fantasy.
It doesn't irk you at all that cat has... So many more followers than you.
Not really. He's Sockington. Look at him. He's freaking adorable. He's adorable. Look at that dude. Hey, dude. You're the best. He has the Sox Army, which I kind of thought is funny. kind of thought it was funny. You know, Socks has been around for a while. He has 500,000 followers, I believe, because he was on the featured list. That's usually, you kind of have to be featured to get up that high. And, you know, it makes me mad when, you know, the Kevin Roses or the iJustines get featured because I go like, hey, they're no better than me, damn it. And I even swear when I say that. They are a little bit better than me in certain ways, but not in others. But Socks, I mean, we're not competing with Socks.
When Socks starts to tweet about his battle with tapeworms, maybe I'll follow him.
You are
that
just
I
a,
would enjoy.
You're a pile of bitter today. A huge pile of bitter poo. I said poo.
Oh, sorry.
Everyone drank, including me. Your espresso doesn't count. By the way, am I the only person who says espresso, like FedEx?
I think where Colleen I grew up, says, it was yeah. always espresso.
Where you grew up?
Yes.
Is because you didn't know any better?
I think that's what they called it.
Because you're from Rochester?
That's what they called it there.
Spencerport?
You know one of the grossest things about working at Revision 3?
Where do I start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show on this.
Yeah. Maybe the state of the bathrooms?
Were they that bad?
Yeah.
They were gross.
There was
the IT guys always left the seats up.
Sprayed poo sometimes on things.
Prager
now I had
used
to look
to streak the bull.
Prager, you know, he's one of those dudes. You think you wouldn't wear the tidy whities if you knew that you were a skid marker. You never learn. Never learn. Sorry, Prager. We're just kidding. Miss you.
I mean, that guy would walk out of the bathroom. It was like Jackson Pollock was just in there painting.
Yikes. No, it's true. The Revision 3 bathroom was, it was funny. It was like, the seat was always up and there were usually some, you know, some urine trickles. And I was really mad about it for a while and I wasn't alone. You know, the girls were very upset about it. Put the seat down.
There was two bathrooms and they were co-ed.
Right.
And there was always a threat that they were going to make one men only and one
woman. Who do you
only.
Think was starting that campaign?
Was that you?
Oh, yeah. I don't need to share a bathroom with a bunch of dirty dudes.
I would have used yours.
Well, that's... Well, you probably would have wiped.
I sit when I pee.
I know you do. No, I don't.
I wasn't referring to the bathroom.
All right.
Although that, you know, it's arguably pretty gross.
We could talk about
some of the people who work there. No, they were
Poser Varial on the forum says, I'm trashed. I'm not that trashed.
I was talking specifically about the refrigerator.
Oh, God.
And this is true. This is true about any office.
Don't get me
that I've
started.
Ever worked in. It's unbelievable.
Science
when
experiments.
When you have that
left
many
right.
people using a community refrigerator, people, they put their leftover lunches in there and never do they remove them.
No.
It's disgusting.
I don't get
fur.
It. You put food in there in order to eat
and
it.
And every week.
You don't eat it.
Office mom Grace Soriano-Smith had to send out the note, like, please clean the refrigerator.
Well, that pissed me off even more.
And
getting treated like a child.
But this is what can happen,
Mark Rebeck
though.
Can't clean out his
this
red
is,
snapper.
This is, here's what can happen.
Okay.
Down in San Jose.
Which is about an hour away
an
from
office
us,
building.
As the crow flies.
They had to evacuate. It had to be evacuated. And 28 people were sickened. Many
what?
Of them went to the hospital.
What?
Because of a dirty refrigerator filled with rotted food.
Oh, my God.
Now, it wasn't necessarily the food. No, this is not a true or poo story. This is real.
This is real. S-H-I-T. Biatches.
What had Look happened was somebody took it upon themselves to finally clean the refrigerator.
Well, good for her.
Now, the reason that this person apparently volunteered is because this person was suffering from sinus problems and could not smell.
She couldn't smell.
She couldn't smell. She's like, okay, I can't smell. I will go do it. But because...
You don't say!
Because she could not smell, this caused another problem. Namely, she used some cleaning chemicals that she mixed that should not have been mixed and could not smell that they created this... When the two came together, it created this very toxic solution that sickened her and 28 other people in the building.
So she was sickened even though she couldn't smell the
exactly.
the odiferous odifery.
Very sick. People got very sick.
Like sick, like I'm about to die? The
yeah,
smell's so
they
bad?
Had to be taken. 14 of them, I believe, had to be rushed to the hospital.
What did they do? Pump their stomachs? What do you do?
I don't know.
What do you give them?
Oxygen, probably.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So it was like, there were like...
So she probably like clicked... She, the
toxic
was probably
particles
so
in the
probably
air.
Like mixed some Clorox, and there's probably some chemists watching, they know. Some yeah. Clorox, and I don't know what
people,
you mix with Clorox.
People running meth labs
would,
love
would
our show.
Create like this really toxic thing.
I don't
that
know.
That could do this. That could have happened at Revision 3.
People are saying, you know, oh, you know, ammonia would make you sick, or chlorine or ammonia. I think this is a whole nother thing, guys, in the chat room. I think this was like rotten, crazy, furry, gross food.
If you guys have never worked in an office, then you have no idea how disgusting it gets. Maybe, you know, some of your disgusting, you know, studio apartments have this problem.
Maybe you can relate in your own home, but you don't understand the office.
You ever been in Joey? Joey's, oh man, that was crazy.
No, but you told me once that you couldn't actually get to the bathroom. It was so dirty.
Yeah, I said, there Joey, can I go and use the bathroom? He's like, no, you can't. Like, why? He's like, you won't be able to get to it.
That's ridiculous. How is that possible?
It was this high with like...
Joey, of course, former cohort from Tech TV, G4, and Infected. Was he part of Internet Superstar? I think he left by then. I'm not sure.
I think he was gone.
Good dude.
Anyway, speaking of that whole click, I think what we ought to do right now.
Oh, is a call up of that Speeden?
Let's get Jay Speeden on the horn.
Let's do it.
Get him on the old buzzer.
I'm calling.
See what that old feller's up to. We're going to get Jay Speeden. Jay Speeden is going to join us right here on This Week in Fun. It can only get more fun with the addition.
Well, something like that.
Of Jay Speeden. Let's hope that he's there.
Oh, there he is. Oh, hey, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, you. Hey. How's it going, buddy?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
You lame.
Well, hey, everybody. Look, it's Jay Speeden.
Well, Jay, how the hell are you?
Doing great.
Can we bump up his audio a little bit?
I think we can.
Yeah, we're going to try to bump up your audio a little bit.
So, first of all, where are you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, my! I had to turn off my thing. It's delayed. I'm 700 feet below the surface of Death Valley right now in a little Dairy Queen. Under a Dairy Queen.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, wait,
I mean,
first of
like
all...
broken down frame beside a nameless highway.
Take the Nicorette out of your mouth.
How'd you know that?
I know. Take the Nicorette out of your mouth. I'll Don't chew gum on my show.
Fortify myself.
All right.
I'm chewing. At least 12 pieces an hour.
So tell us what you're doing now. You obviously don't work for Revision 3. None of us do anymore. You're working down in the Stardust Rodeo, right? Down in old Glitter Town.
Yeah, I'm down here. You remember that dude Kato Kaelin? He was like a pool boy for OJ. I'm the same thing, except for I work for Orlando Bloom down here.
Oh, how is Orlando? Is he still beautiful?
He's out doing archery practice right now in the backyard. Peasant blouse, and he sort of runs around. I don't get in his way. I just keep the pool clean. There's even a twig in there. He beats me severely.
Which is weird, because he seems like such a little Nancy boy. Apparently not.
But
rides you hard, doesn't
he? You know,
he
pays me well, and he rides me hard, but not nearly as hard as that little pony that he rides around. He has this little track, and he just goes in a circle constantly. Just flogging that thing. I think he's gone through like 8 of them this week, just ridden them down to a dead standstill.
Jay, I heard a rumor.
I immediately regret this decision.
I heard a rumor that I heard a rumor that your cousin Gator,
yeah,
may be alive.
What? That's not, I was Gator, at the funeral.
Yeah.
And that he's working for a carnival.
He's on the road with a carnival right now that's sort of touring the South. I think he's operating one of those like Vomitron rides where you get pinned to the wall and...
Wait a second. I saw him being put in the ground.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was him. It was a closed casket, but there was a reason for that. Good grief.
I think they just buried a bunch of other people in that casket.
Do you know how... Can you put me in touch with him?
I could try.
Because here's what I'm thinking. I don't have a lot to do right now, and I really like doing that old show I used to do with Gator called Infected, and I think I might want to bring that show back.
I think that's a fine idea. Maybe Gator could call in from the road, like from carnivals, whenever he gets off. And
Whatever carnival he's at.
got crazy.
You could just
stories
do the show from there.
Yeah, he's always dating like the bearded lady, or he's like doing a threesome with the bearded lady and like some woman with like the smallest hands on earth or something like that. Calls late at night, can barely hear him.
Good. Put me in touch with Gator. I'm gonna try to bring back Infected.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Remember what we were talking about earlier, Marty, about Jay being really funny and really weird?
Yeah.
I think it's illustrating our
okay,
point.
Okay, Jay, it's really great to have you on the show. Do you want to play a game with us?
Oh, yeah, I thought you'd never ask.
All right, we are going to play a game. First game we're going to play today, it's kind of a new game.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a new game. Kevin Rose, he Neil Armstronged it last week.
Whoa, what does that mean?
He was the first man to set foot on it. Okay. So this game is called True or Poo. Theme song, please. Time to play the newest internet sensation. It's called True or Poo. Here's how it works. I'll read a news story I found online. All you need to do is tell me whether it's a true story or a steaming pile of poo that I made up. We're going to do three separate stories.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You guys, you're going to play as a team. No, or should we just have the guests do it?
Well, I don't know.
You guys play as a team, but the guest gets final word.
As long as you know how you want it to go.
Guest gets final word if there's a controversy.
So maybe I just give the guest helpful hints.
You're sort of like the lady with...
The 50 cats.
Yeah.
The tramp.
No, no.
The lady and the beast.
The Will Shorts thing. Never mind. Anyway, so you need to get 2 out of 3 correct to win. You understand the rules.
Chardonnay.
You understand the rules.
I do.
Now,
Jay?
Let me say, all three of these.
If it's true or poo.
Yeah, right. All exactly. three of these could be true. All three of these could be poo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh, I'm sure. Martin, you're not that smart.
Here is your first story. It has been revealed that David Duke, who was once a KKK Grand Wizard, now runs a business running bird watching tours and selling photographs of rare birds in a village near Salzburg. The discovery has outraged his neighbors in Austria, which has struggled to shake off the scourge of a new wave of far-right politicians. Is it true or poo?
Who
goes first?
Well, no, we talk it through. Team. Like okay. Who wants to be a millionaire? You know, talk it out. Talk it through.
Okay. I would say that's true.
But here's the thing, Jay. As you know, Martin considers himself a real funny dude. So he does this whole, like, you know, he might have been sitting there for about 2 hours today making up this story. And he's very proud of himself because he got to read it on air. You know how Martin is.
Yeah.
But at the same, I don't even know if he's really familiar with Salzburg. It seems like...
I've been there. It's a lovely little burg.
I have, too. It's Sound and Music.
The salt mines there.
Lovely. I took the Sound of Music tour and I sang my heart out.
I did too.
With a fountain.
The hills are alive.
Doe, a deer. All right, but back to the show.
My parents used to chain me to a ship rope and make me watch that movie again and again for days.
But
it's got that whole German side to it, and he is like a, you know, he's like a.
He's got
a
that whole German thing.
He would probably seek out a place like Salzburg, who the Austrians.
It seems like a kind of place he would go. Are you thinking true?
You know,
Martin is a real shyster when it comes to these games. Don't trust a thing he says. Not a thing.
So he could make up that whole story and then
absolutely in a heart in a hot second.
Why David Duke? Why would he put David Duke into that?
Well,
I think it's true.
You do, Martin. I think that...
But you can disagree with me. You're better at these games than I am. I usually get them wrong.
No, actually, I'm not. I usually have to buy Martin drinks at the end of the day, which is...
I need to set a time limit for this. Oh, what are we playing for? Drinks. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We got to play for drinks?
Yeah.
Drink? Jayla's in L.A.
That's fine.
It's good to see you, Jay. You look very handsome.
All right, come on. I need an answer.
Okay.
True or poo?
What are we saying, Jay? True?
I'll say true on this one. If I'm wrong, then you get to answer the next one.
Fine. It's a consensus.
Final answer.
Final answer is true.
That is correct. It
Yay!
Is true. David Duke is running bird watching tours in
Salzburg,
Austria.
Very good.
Very good. You're one for one.
Yes!
Are you ready for your next story?
I think we are.
Story number two. Pope Benedict XVI created a controversy during the final stop of his Mideast trip through his choice of breakfast in Palestine. The pontiff, who travels with a personal chef to avoid any chance of being poisoned, had a breakfast of bacon and eggs, which offended hardline Muslims who view the consumption of pork to be unclean. True or poo?
Sounds like a poo to me.
I think it's poo because I
sounds
have
like
it on
a
good
giant
authority that Pope
slick
Benedict,
poo.
He only ever eats puppy hearts. So, or in a pinch, maybe a kitten heart. But I'm going to say that is poo.
I would tend to agree that this sounds like a Martin fabrication, which also means poo.
Walk it through, Lane.
Well, you know, let's not be hasty, Jay.
Was he in Palestine recently?
Who, Martin? Not that I know of.
All right, I need an answer. True or poo?
You know what?
Does he have those little shoes with the curly toes?
You make up this game.
The Prada.
You present us with a difficult decision.
Loafers.
And then you rush us. It's very rude.
We're having a good time. We're trying to talk this
okay,
through.
Okay, fine.
We don't really need you.
What game show do you have unlimited time?
All right, fine. Jay, I'm thinking poo.
I like your first instinct. I say poo as well.
Martin?
Final answer.
It's poo. It's some slick, steamy poo.
You are correct.
Yay! All right.
Darn it, you're two for two. Let's play the last one just for fun.
All right, because we've won, right? So you owe us both drinks. Jay, when are you
nothing?
Coming up to...
Double or nothing?
No, F you.
Why not?
Because that's
you could
how
double
you
your drinks.
Well, I don't
buy
know.
Buy me a ticket. I'll come tonight.
Double or nothing, all right?
Should.
Going to the House of Prime Rib tomorrow night for Diamond Dave's bachelor party. Should
oh,
come
really?
Up. Yeah. All right, here is story number three.
Fine. Right.
The Boy Scouts of America is training thousands of young people in skills used to confront terrorism, illegal immigration, and escalating border violence, an intense ratcheting up of one of the group's longtime missions to prepare youth for more traditional jobs as police officers and firefighters. Said Scout leader Sheriff A.J. Lowenthal of Imperial County, Texas, "This is about being a true-blooded American guy and girl. It fits right in with the honor and bravery of the Boy Scouts." True or poo?
Ugh, sounds like poo to me. I don't know. I don't even like it.
I went on a Boy Scout camp out once, and all we did was shoot frogs with a BB gun. And then I got knocked out when I ran into a clothesline in the middle of the night and hit my head on a root.
What kind of a root?
I came to, oddly enough, in Salzburg, Austria, on a bird tour.
Jay.
I don't know this one. Sounds kind of true.
It sounds kind of poo.
Except for the police and firemen thing at the end. That sounded pretty fake.
The thing is that Martin is usually doing these sorts of things at the very last minute. It's a little insider info that I have. So for it to be poo, it's harder because that means he has to come up with his own story. And either he was leading me astray or earlier he really was very behind. If you were very behind, I would think you would pick a true story so you wouldn't have to make up your own fabricated
right. Also,
event.
I think that Martin likes to say the word poo, so he'd probably put two poos in there and only one true.
No, I'm saying I think it's true because
oh,
poo
it's
means
true.
It's more work for him.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, we'll go true.
Well, no, don't listen to me because I'm a very stupid woman. Silly and selfish.
Oh, come on.
You know, it's true. Or poo. Not sure. Jay, this is your game. I'm just living in it. You tell me what you think.
I'm going to go with your instinct. I'm going to go with true then.
You're going to go with true.
Yes.
All right. Martin, I believe we have come to a consensus, and I believe that our answer is... emphatically true.
All right, you're correct, but it is not fair to say I was writing this game in the car on the way here.
I didn't say that you were writing.
It is unfair to bring that information into the game.
I didn't say anything about you writing anything. I said that you said that you were a little behind today.
You have no right to bring those things up.
Perhaps I don't.
You have no right to bring those things up.
How about we say...
There's no ruling.
How about we say yay us for being so freaking smart?
All right, well, let me tell you, next time I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this.
Ever heard of sportsmanship?
Sorry, I was a little...
Look at these drawings I've been working on while I was thinking.
Please do. Show us. What is... Jay, they're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. Are those Gila's drawings?
My head. What's that?
Did Gila draw those for you?
Gila's gone.
All right,
here's what we're going to do. Let's do one or two more stories, and then we're going to finish with Tweetbeat, and we're going to get out of here.
Good.
Okay?
Because I've had it.
Here's a story, though, that I wanted to talk about. Usually, I think the stories about stuff for sale on eBay are like the basement of the internet humor stories, but this one, I couldn't let it go.
All right.
Adam Lambert, you know the guy on American Idol?
Oh, I love him.
He's the guy.
The one with the complicated hair and the pancake face makeup.
He's a real glamazonian.
Oh,
I've been thinking of doing my hair like that kid. You think?
Anyway.
I don't think you have enough, but that's just me.
Anyway, apparently somebody put a piece of his hair up on eBay for sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's already up to $202 last time I checked.
What?
Check it now.
All right. Let's refresh here.
You know, in China, they believe if you get a piece of someone's hair, you can take over their soul.
Take over their soul. Okay, so let's refresh this page.
A piece of Adam Lambert's hair is actually selling
$224.72. Now, is it in like a pretty locket? What the heck is this going on?
That's the locket. There is one strand of... Now, Adam Lambert...
One single strand?
Apparently, it was smuggled out by like the person who was his stylist.
In theory, you could like use that.
You could clone him.
You could have like an Adam Lambert armby.
God.
I don't know.
That would get annoying.
I just don't.
I wonder how much a strand.
I think he's a lovely singer.
Danny Gokey's hair would have gone.
But I mean, I think he's dyeing his hair. It's weird. It's phony. I don't know.
If you had a piece of Paula Abdul's hair, you could get high for like 2 years. Just smoke it.
You just suck on it.
Opiates in there.
Yeah, if you floss with a piece of Paula Abdul's hair, you get like you go blind from all the opiates.
Or yeah.
Better than going to Laos. It's better than going to a hill tribe in Laos. Having an old lady light your pipe like in The Quiet American.
This is the point of the show where I'm like, you know, I don't really need to be here. Martin and Jake could just maybe do their thing.
You guys want to do the story about the Indian man who didn't bathe for 35 years to try to sire a son, or do you just want to play Tweet?
Now we have to do it.
So you know about this story. This guy in India. He already had seven daughters. You know, over in India, they want the boy child because... You know, daughters, they have to provide the dowry and everything.
Well,
and
guys are better.
Think of boys. They can bring money to the family and everything. Mm-hmm. So this guy, he says that a seer once told him 35 years ago that if he did not take a bath, he would be blessed with a male child. So he didn't take a bath for 35 years. Rather than bathing with water, he bathes by standing with one leg beside a bonfire and smokes marijuana while praying to Lord Shiva. And the fire bath helps to kill germs and infection, he says.
It's a cleansing smoke bath.
My question is, okay, so he had seven kids over 35 years. Why did it take him 35 years to have all those kids? Is it because his wife wouldn't go near him because he smelled so bad?
Probably.
Was his man root so caked with garbage that it became impossible?
Probably.
I'd like to have that guy on like a car camping trip up to like Big Bear or something.
fire. He used to run a grocery store, but it had to shut down because people wouldn't come in anymore because he smelled so badly.
Well, you know...
But it worked. He finally just had a son. He had a male child.
It took him 35 years.
Well, he had one.
That's like you with your skinny pants.
Yeah. Can we talk about these? Have those skinny jeans been thrown in the furnace
show us
yet?
Show your pants.
Yeah. Get up. Do a little show for us. Should we put on some music? Ooh. All right. Let's see. Scroll down.
Are those them?
Those aren't them. No, no. These are the look at the bag.
So how many days in a row have you had those on?
Poor Jay. Get no respect.
I don't know. A lot.
No respect.
I'm like that guy, but I hold them next to a burning fire every night, and I give them a smoke bath. These pants I've worn probably every day all week. When I change my underwear. You know, I went to the Macy's
important.
And I bought a whole new pack of undershirts and underwear and socks. It cost me $80.
Well, yeah, you know, stuff costs.
It does.
Things, tangible items cost money. It's a really unfortunate part of life.
Goods and services cost money.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. I found that out last week myself.
I change my pants pretty often. I've got a few pairs. I rotate in. Three pairs?
Yeah, I feel like you need more. Or maybe just, you know, like a washer and dryer, like, you know, in the house.
I've got one.
All right. Well, you live in K-Town now, so you're all fancy schmancy.
Yeah,
Martin,
not really.
Yeah, you go to all those Korean barbecues all the time, sort of like sitting next to the fire.
It is.
Every
you
night.
Kind of smell like that for a week. I think swine flu came from my apartment building that I live in now.
All right, well, I need to get my pride back after losing True or Poo so badly. So why don't we take things home by playing a little bit of Tweet Beat, shall we?
Oh, Tweet Beat. Yes.
Lucky I put my pants back on because I just had them off right before I stood up.
That's enough, Jay.
Okay, Tweet Beat.
Oh.
I don't hear it.
I don't either.
Don't.
Oh.
What? Right. Lane, get out
and
the
here
Chardonnay.
It is. Tweet Beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat. Mr. Martin Sargent, Tweet Beat. Are you ready for the one and only Tweet
Beat? All right, everyone. Time for us to play the hit game. The whole internet is buzzing about Tweet Beat. Let me remind you how we play Tweet Beat. I'll give you two topics that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. You need to tell me which of those topics they're talking about more incessantly over the past 24 hours. For example, if I said, which has a louder tweet beat, Michelle or Obama or I'm hungry for llama, you'd probably say Michelle Obama because she's our glamorous, strong, and smart first lady, whereas llama tastes like ass. You understand the rules?
That's right. Yes.
Good.
Question.
Jay has a question.
Yes.
Where do you get all the snappy ditties that you guys have?
Dan
Luters.
Yeah.
You should sell like a CD.
He wrote the new
well, he
True
should.
Or
That's
Poo,
for
too.
Sure.
He's awesome.
Yeah,
thank you, Dan.
Dan okay. Luters for president. Cool. Jay, stop. You stay on target here.
Okay, so
this
Jay, you understand how to play
game.
Tweet Beat?
Pretty quick. Yeah.
What do we want to play for?
Well, basically, right now, you're buying both of us drinks. You could switch it right around if you pull out a win.
So
here,
we'll play this for drinks. We'll do it double or nothing.
I guess.
Okay.
I suppose.
Let's do it. All right. Here is your first challenge.
All right.
If I win, I want you to buy me that American Idol kid's hair.
It's like $250. He doesn't have that kind of money.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If the hunger strike works and I get my job at Dig, then yes, I will do that. All right. Here is
Excellent.
Your first challenge. By the way, I performed these tests at 11 a.m. this morning.
11 a.m.
First challenge.
This morning.
Jimmy Fallon or Bristol Palin, which has a louder tweet beat?
Palin.
Jimmy
You're
Fallon.
You're saying Palin, so it
or
rhymes.
Bristol Palin.
Uh-huh.
Really crowbarred that
Talk
together.
It through.
I'm uninterested in both.
Talk
it's
it
Bristol
through.
Bristol Palin, because she just became the spokesperson for some teenage pregnancy thing.
But that was a few days ago, Jay. And as you recall, Martin said he performed these tests at 11 a.m. this morning, which means only 24 hours from 11 a.m. this morning.
Let me point out, though.
What has Jimmy Fallon
that
done?
Today,
that late night show. They let
Bristol Palin on. Graduated from high school. Got her equivalency.
Congrats, Bristol. Congrats. Bristol.
Run
How
home and feed the baby.
So, Jay, what do you think?
Because I think it's Crystal Palin.
I think it probably is, too. I haven't thought about Jimmy Fallon in a while. I mean, there are certain people who tweet about Jimmy Fallon, but I think it's Jimmy Fallon or Gavin Purcell, his producer. So, I think Bristol. Are we feeling good? Feeling confident? You confident?
I think so. Yeah, all right. I feel good about this.
Crystal Palin, Martin.
Final?
For the win.
Final answer.
FTW.
You are incorrect. You are wrong. Jimmy Fallon,
foiled.
690. Bristol Palin, 133.
This game sucks. Yeah,
we weren't even close.
Jay, not you got to step up your game if you want to win. Okay?
All right.
This is not amateur
You are
hour.
0 for 1. You are 0 for 1. Are you ready for your next challenge?
I guess so.
Here it is. Housing bubble. Or repairing Hubble. Housing bubble or repairing Hubble. Which repairing has Hubble. A louder tweet beat?
Jay, stop. Whatever you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're being disruptive with your...
I'm sorry.
You're I don't know, whatever that was. So you're saying Hubble? You're going with Hubble?
Housing bubble or repairing
I mean, you didn't even really
Hubble.
Talk this through, so you must feel pretty confident.
They just launched the space shuttle up to repair Hubble. It's been
right.
a big top. There were those dig photos released today that were the space shuttle in front of the sun. Did you see those? They were remarkable images.
Remarkable is
that
a good
is
way
true.
To put it.
You also always have to take into account the diction. Repairing Hubble. Would somebody say those words in a tweet? Would they say something else?
Would they say housing bubble?
See,
I could just turn it around and throw it right back at you like a boomerang.
In fact, they would. The housing bubble.
Okay.
There were a record number of foreclosures this month, I think. Or they're still on the... But the housing bubble has burst a long time ago. Now it's like foreclosures and whatnot. I think that... Housing bubble is sort of old news compared to the recent.
I'm going to give you one more hint. It is extremely close.
Oh, Martin, shut up. God.
Enough. It is extremely
you want
close.
Us to lose. What kind of hints
of course,
are these?
Of course they do.
Jesus.
I did tweet the word housing bubble like 400 times earlier today. Just saying
you
that.
You may have skewed the results then.
That's
in
a great
which case,
strategy. I'm going to do that.
You
housing
should.
Bubble,
can
bubble,
you imagine? Housing. You'd lose all like your followers, but you'll win tweet
No, but
beat.
I'll set up some dummy account and just like tweet like housing bubble, housing bubble, housing bubble.
That's
like
really
a million
dumb.
Times. Great
really,
idea.
Really dumb. Really dumb. Well, see, now you've given some you know, sort of sad, lonely guy or girl out there a reason to F with stuff.
Out there, right here.
Yeah, I guess
I, don't know.
I guess
I
they wouldn't
it's...
know because you would have to come up with it. So, Jay, you're saying
I
repairing
think...
Hubble.
Repairing Hubble, there's a lot of people out there that are interested in that story. It's the last trip they're making to Hubble. It's the last time any humans will ever touch Hubble. People are excited about it. They want to see deeper into space, as usual. And I think it's, you know, I could be dead wrong, but I think it's repairing Hubble.
I think that I will defer to Jay, who is older, much older, and wiser than I am. We are going with repairing Hubble, Martin Sargent.
Final answer.
Take that, jerk
Judges!
Face.
You are correct!
Hey!
Housing bubble, 18. Hey! Repairing Hubble, 21.
Best Ow! Partner I've ever had. Really,
Man,
really top-notch.
You're like- Right
Very
there.
Tight. Okay.
We won, didn't we?
No, you're 1 for 2.
Oh, all right.
Here's the final.
I'm just getting bored.
The final challenge. Are you ready fast. For the final challenge? This is it.
Yes.
This is for all of them.
Jay, are
this
you ready?
This is for all the drinks.
Hold on.
This is for enough drinks for a sizable hangover right here.
Let me draw another puppy real quick. Okay.
What are you doing down there?
Huh? I'm folding Orlando Bloom's undershirts. I'm folding his peasant blouses.
That's why he hired you, because you're so multitask
okay.
Friendly.
Here is your final
broadsword.
Your final challenge. Is it final answer or anal cancer?
Ah, because of Farrah Fawcett?
Final answer or anal cancer?
So,
which has
Farrah Fawcett has anal cancer.
Beat.
You don't hear much about it because it's sort of like people go, ooh, anal cancer, wow.
That's what Castro had, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it? Well, she has it, and I hope that she's better soon. She's anal cancer or final answer?
They are doing a special on Farrah Fawcett tonight.
I think the anal cancer in her life is Ryan O'Neill. Cool.
He's got some drug problems, doesn't he? Or his kid does or something?
Yeah, his kid had to go visit Farrah with, like, shackles on.
Oh, that's sad.
I think they both do.
Oh, O'Neills, get your lives together. Come on, we know you can do it. Well, this one, I'm stumped.
Final answer. They're bringing back Regis on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's big, I guess. I'm not sure how many people care about Regis on Twitter. A lot of young kids on the Twitter.
Regis is for all ages, Sarah.
Okay, well, that's a very good, valid point.
And, you know, the term final answer is still very much a part of the vernacular.
More people would probably type in final answer than the two words anal cancer.
Even though Farrah Fawcett has it and there's a big special about her tonight.
But how many people are talking
on NBC?
How many people are talking about that special on Twitter? I haven't seen one person.
I don't know. That's
and I have a lot of Twitter friends.
Hmm. And when talking about Farrah Fawcett, how many people go and use the word?
I think a lot of people would say that Farrah Fawcett has cancer, but they wouldn't say anal cancer because there's a bit of like, well, you're saying anal after all. So you know, I don't want to influence you too much, Jay, but I think that it might be final answer.
I think that there's a new song coming out, though, by what's his name? Enrique Iglesias, with the title Anal Cancer.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
It's big on the Latin charts right now. I'm going to say final answer. Final answer. No, I don't. Final answer.
Your final answer is your final answer. It's mine too.
Final answer.
Oh, yeah. Stop it! See now, Martin. I think we may have effed ourselves because he's so excited to tell us that we're wrong. But yes, that's our final answer, Martin.
Final answer is your final answer.
Yes, final answer is our final answer.
I'm confused.
Final answer.
Anal cancer is your final answer. Or wait, final answer.
Why
is your
are you
final
being
answer.
Like this?
Wait, I'm
stop
confused.
Stop toying with my emotions.
Anal cancer is your final answer.
No. I'm confused too. So no matter.
Final what, answer is our final answer. Stop
final
it.
Final answer is our final answer.
Yes. And judges.
Judges. You are correct.
Okay. Looks.
Final answer: 42. Anal cancer: 24.
Mm, wow. For the win. FTW, STFU, Marty.
Wow.
So, Martin, what does this mean? Because now you have to buy us drinks
now
twice.
Now I owe you guys two rounds.
You should probably just fly Jay to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or you can just
Southwest.
Buy me a Dodge Stratus.
Or that. They're about equal.
I am reeling right now.
You should be.
Reeling.
Martin,
I thought for sure I was going to have you guys with that one. Why would you not say that? I mean, it's all over the news.
Because, you know, it's anal cancer. People don't like to say that. It makes them feel weird. They're trying to be nice to Farrah or Fidel or what have you.
Fine.
And whatnot.
Fine.
And so on and so
you
forth.
Win. Fine.
Fine.
But you know what? I think that I win, Sarah, you win, and everyone in the audience wins because we had Jay Speedin as our guest on the show today, and he was wonderful.
We most certainly did. Round of applause, everybody at home. Round of applause.
Jay, hey, Jay, when are you
this
coming
is a
back
great
up to
little
old,
show?
When What's are you that? Coming back up to old Fogtown?
Man, I would love to. Anytime. I might pop up there sometime in the next month or so.
That would be wonderful. Make sure you call ahead because I'm gonna be doing some traveling this month.
Where you are? Headed? Where are you going?
I gotta go here and there.
Where? Why?
I got places.
You got stuff?
Yeah.
You got plans?
I got, you know, stupid weddings.
F that.
Garbage.
Oh, that crap. Well, so you're going down to Jay's neck of the woods then?
Well,
if
not
we're talking
really.
About the same wedding.
I'm getting in and I'm getting out.
Yeah.
Where are you going down to the?
I gotta go. I guess I'm gonna go to Diamond Dave's wedding.
Is that in Orange County?
Yeah.
Oh, that. Diamond
I don't want to get into that.
Maybe I'll crash.
Yeah. I wish you would. You can go in my place. All right. So.
And on that really upbeat note,
well,
I feel sorry for the people who are getting married.
That was fun.
This show's great. I watch it every week.
Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you very much for being on the show. We'll have to have you on again sometime. And don't forget to get in touch with Gator for me. I'd really love to talk to him about bringing Infected back.
Hey, follow me on Twitter.
Oh, you want to follow? Okay, what's your? You're at Jay Speeden?
I'm the worst Twitterer, though. I don't ever put anything. At Jay Speeden.
At Jay Speeden. I'm at Martin Sargent. She's at Sarah Lane. You can also follow Twiff at This Week in Fun, although I got to be a lot better about sending tweets out about that. That's going to do it for this edition of This Week in Fun. Our 18th edition. Once again, thank you so much to our sponsor, Squarespace.
Squarespace.
If you want to sign up for Squarespace, we're going to have that little contest.
Squarespace.com/fun.
Win that
10%
hoodie
off.
There. Sign up. You get 10% off. Whoever,
win the hoodie.
Whoever builds the
wow
best This Week in
Martin
Fun site.
We make out with you for 1 minute.
You're
going
to get that hoodie, and we'll even sign it for if you want to.
And if you're an iPhone developer, hit me up on Twitter. I've got a million-dollar idea.
All right, there you go.
You do not.
Jay, thanks again for being on the program.
Okay.
Thank you all for watching and listening. If you're listening on iTunes, if you haven't subscribed to iTunes, you can get the information on how to do that at twit.tv/twiff. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening, watching. Until we see you again right back here next week, have fun.
You've been practicing. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much. Jay, thank you. Love you, man.
Thank you, guys. It was great.
All right.
Love you, too.
Twiff 18. Out!